that last verse, for thy church that evermore lifteth holy hands above, offering up on every shore her pure sacrifice of love. Had occasion to be using YouTube. I don't remember what prompted me to go there. And then I found some gospel singers. Now, there's one group called Four Good Men. A Few Good Men. Okay, it happens to be four. A Few Good Men. And what is the song? Okay, she'll think of it. It's a song that she listens to at least once every day. Okay, we saved it on the iPad so she doesn't have to go to YouTube to find it every time. But A Few Good Men. Now, they're four black men, and they're not, they are from some foreign country. You can tell by the way they pronounce some of their words. But it's an excellent song. Have you thought of it yet?
There's no one who cares for me like Jesus.
Okay.
It's not the no one cared for me.
It's not the one in our hymn book. There's no one that cares for me like Jesus. It's beautiful. If you use YouTube, A Few Good Men, no one cares for me like Jesus. And then I found a couple large groups of black people. And again, I know the one was from Fiji. Another group, I'm not sure what islands they were from. But it was, they were singing. And as they were singing, it showed them sometimes in choir, not gowns, but sitting in a choir and all dressed, you know, the men the same, the ladies the same. Then another clip would show them in their native garb. And it just struck me. These are brothers and sisters in Christ.
Amen.
And they worship the same God we're worshiping. And it was just marvelous. I just sat there and had a blessing while the songs were being, and I listened to, I don't know, three, four different ones, but the A Few Good Men, that's you, hopefully you would like them as much as we do. All right. We're talking about patience. You remember, talked about practicing patience. Oh, wait a minute, I got some prayer requests here. Dick Harbeck, Paul Gordon, keep praying for Elizabeth Hitchcock. Have you happened to hear from her, Amy?
I have not.
Okay. All right, so let's pray for her. She's at school training for CNA. Our daughter, Cindy Catalano, was just diagnosed with Lyme disease. It was caught early, and therefore the doctor is hoping that just the first round of antibiotics will take care of it. Time will tell, of course. And then we also have a prayer request here for various parties that were involved in that motor vehicle car motorcycle accident. We saw it in the newspaper, and there was one fatality involved in it. So let's be in prayer for them. And then when it comes to missionaries, tonight is Roy and Melanie Seatman in Mexico, and then also Hannah Bennett, who is going to South Africa. And her most recent prayer letter, I think she says she's at 65% of support at this point, and a goodly amount of her outgoing passage, which includes her airfare, but shipping items, having money to purchase things in South Africa that she needs but wouldn't ship, set up and shipping and outgoing, however it wants to be termed. Okay, now go back to patience. Remember, I pointed out that we pray for patience and God will answer our prayer. There's many different ways, of course, God will answer our prayer for patience. But I definitely think that one of the ways, at least I know in my life, a frequent way, is that I have 1 or 2 seconds, maybe 3 at the most, when I'm involved in a situation and I'm about ready to become impatient, the potential to be impatient, which often involves being explosive, comes into play. And I'll have a second or two that the Holy Spirit will remind me, will tell me of it. And so I'm praying for God to give me patience. We don't wake up one morning having patience, okay? There's no note in the mailbox that, you know, from God, I've made you patient now. And so it doesn't work that way. But in that couple of seconds, in whatever the situation, whether it involves another person, whether you're alone and it's a situation you're dealing with, whether it's a thought, whatever, you've got a couple seconds that you have to decide you're not going to be impatient. And that's how God answers your prayer for patience. And so it takes effort on our part. One of the things I commented last week was that it's easier to lose our temper because that's our comfort zone. That's what we do normally. And so when the Spirit of God prompts us, we need to yield to Him rather than being self-satisfying. You know what self-satisfying is, don't you? It's something that satisfies me. What we need to be doing is satisfying God, the Holy Spirit. We need to be yielding to the Holy Spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:19 tells us we're not to quench the Holy Spirit. And when the Spirit gives us those couple second warning, if you please, regarding being impatient, and we choose to not be patient and rather just explode, we just quench the Holy Spirit. Now, the Christian life is a package deal, meaning all areas of our lives are interconnected, each affecting the other, whether that's positively or negatively. Okay. Also, all of these character traits that are dealt with in the fruit of the Spirit, or in 2 Peter chapter 1, which is where we began as a text, all of these Christian character traits, they work together. Now, we're talking about patience or impatience, depending on what we're saying about it. Thankfulness is a character trait that will help us to be patient. Thankfulness will help us to be patient. Gratitude is better than grumbling. But depending on how you are, it's easier to grumble. Because that's our old nature. And we have to yield to have the new nature in control. I grumble much easier than I show gratitude. I mean, it takes no effort to grumble. I think you believe me, but if you maybe wonder, just ask my wife. Okay? No, it's... But gratitude is better than grumbling. Now, I'm going to read a list that I found. And so you don't miss the point of any of these. I want to acknowledge, I admit, that there is the other side of each one of these things that I'm going to read. Yes, there's another side. Yes, there's another approach to it. And if it involves a person, yes, that person needs to do what they need to do. But we're dealing with patience and how thankfulness can help us to be patient. Here's the list. Be thankful for the husband who complains when his dinner is not on time because he's at home with you and not with someone else.
Amen.
Gratitude. See? Now, I know the other side, and I'm not going to do this with each of them. I know the other side is the husband, okay? If we were dealing from another perspective, then we deal with the fact that the husband ought to be thankful that he's got food to eat and consider what his wife dealt with all day, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But this list is to point out that thankfulness can help us to be patient. Be thankful for the teenager who is complaining about doing dishes, because that means that he or she is at home and not on the streets. Be thankful for the taxes that you pay, because it means that you're employed. Be thankful for the mess to clean up after a party, because it means that you've been surrounded by friends. So you see, just in that one, how it can help a person to be patient. Of course an individual's tired. Of course they'd rather not have to clean up everything. And if it's family, why in the world didn't some of them offer to stay and help? You know, I understand all of that. But rather than to be impatient, to be thankful that you were able to have family there that you need to clean up for. Or how about this? Be thankful for the clothes that fit a little too snug, because it means that you've had enough to eat, or maybe more than enough. Okay, but, oh man, I don't know what in the world that dryer shrank these pants again, you know? I don't know, fabric isn't what it used to be, you know, and grumble, grumble, grumble. Okay, but hey, we had food to eat. Be thankful, oh, boy, this one was put on the list for me. Be thankful for a lawn that needs mowing. It means you have a house, or windows that need washing, or rain gutters that need cleaning out. Be thankful for the, oh, here, this is another one they put on my list. Be thankful for the parking spot that you find at the far end of the parking lot, because it means you're capable of walking and that you've been blessed with a car to drive to park. Much better to be patient than to grumble about it. Take my word for it. Because when you grumble about it, the Holy Spirit will give you a couple seconds warning so that you yield to Him. But if you don't, He'll also remind you of it in whatever way He chooses. Okay? That you could have been patient, but instead, you grumbled. Another one here, be thankful for the pile of laundry and ironing, because it means that you have clothes to wear. Or how about that the alarm goes off early in the morning? Number one, it means you're still alive. And that you have a job to get up for. Yes, indeed. There's many things. And these things can help us when it comes to the matter of patience. I want to talk about the capacity for patience. What is our capacity for patience? Each of us, as an individual, has a capacity. Now, again, I believe last week I acknowledged that some personalities will find it easier to be patient. That doesn't mean they don't have an old nature and they don't have to deal with patience at all. But some personalities are more prone to it than others. There's four temperaments. Brother Daling, going through his studying for his degree, one of the things he had to study was the four temperaments: choleric, sanguine, melancholic, and phlegmatic. You say, well, one of those. Well, choleric is the bombastic, burst in the room, okay, full of activity and action kind of person. And then the phlegmatic, he's the laid back, the easygoing, nothing ruffles him kind of person. The melancholic, well, we all know what melancholy is, okay? And they're the moody person. They're either down or up. There's no level thing in between. And then the sanguine is the salesman type, okay? Mr. Personality, and when you're talking to him or her, you're it. And man, you think the sun rises and sets on you because that's how the sanguine is. I remember I left the store in Olean where a sanguine was talking to me, and they make you feel so good because they make you feel important, okay? And as I was leaving, I was at the checkout counter. I turned and was just about ready to go out the door, and I heard the identical thing that he said to me, I heard him say to another person. And immediately, even though I know what I'm explaining, okay, immediately I thought, hey, wait a minute, that's right, he's a sanguine. Now, often that's perceived as insincere, but he's very sincere. It's just that he's only focused on who he's with. And when he's not with you, okay, you're not unimportant, but he's focused on who he's with. So different personalities, different temperaments. Okay, well, first of all, they have positives and negatives. The negatives need to be given to the Lord so he can take care of them, and the positives he needs to lead in how they're used. But the point I'm getting at is our personality can enter into this matter of patience. With that acknowledged, nevertheless, we as Christians have the Holy Spirit living within us. And therefore, as a Christian with the Spirit living within us, who may normally be prone to be impatient, we can become patient. And there's nothing more encouraging than when you go through and experience an event or a period in your life where you're getting the victory on that. Okay? Now, whether others observe that you're getting victory or not, well, you'd have to interact with them. But if you know that you're getting a victory and you're being patient when you would normally be even more impatient, it's great to know that God is working. We all have a capacity, and that capacity can be increased. But each individual, as an individual, must determine if they want theirs to grow. There must be a genuine desire and a genuine effort. Remember last week I said acknowledging that we're impatient and even desiring to be patient. Good as those two things are, they're not going to give you patience. Patience comes. Now, unless you acknowledge you're impatient and unless you desire to be patient, you're never going to go on to achieve patience. Granted. But we can achieve patience. Patience is a quality of the heart that the Holy Spirit desires to increase in each of us. Along with all of the other Christian character traits that are in the fruit of the Spirit or in 2 Peter chapter 1 as we read them last week. Philippians chapter 2, if you would find that in your Bible. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 13. Philippians 2 and verse 13. Philippians 2 and verse 13 says, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." Now he goes on and he says in the next verse, "Do all things without murmurings and disputings." Okay, so we might say this was written for the impatient person, but there's more involved with the murmuring than that. But God is working in us. Now, that doesn't say God is working in us if we feel religious. Doesn't say God's working in us when we want to yield to him. It doesn't say God's working in us when we want him to work in us. It just simply says, it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. This is not for our pleasure. This is not just to give us what satisfies us, but it's for his good pleasure, what satisfies him. And so yielding to the Spirit of God will enable a Christian to increase their capacity for patience. Now, when do we yield? Well, in general, okay, you wake up in the morning, you think about your day, you think about the Lord, you have a conscious desire to be led by the Lord. You may make that a specific prayer for him to lead. And so there's the broad stroke, conscious desire to yield to the Spirit. But again, there's specific things along the way where we'll need to yield. And we're just looking at patience. I mean, that'd be true for kindness. That could be true for love, okay? All of the traits, it could be true or would be true of all of them. But we're looking at the matter of patience. Yielding to the Holy Spirit. Another term that I like to use is to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. What does it mean to yield to the Spirit? You cooperate with him. So there's that couple of seconds when you have to decide you're not going to be impatient, but God help me, okay? And you just flash prayer, God help me, okay? You're cooperating with the Spirit. And but in whatever manner he brings it about, I just use that as an illustration that I believe fits many times. But there's other ways that he'll deal with us regarding the matter of patience. But we need to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. We need to work with God. God is working in us. We need to work with him. It seems that some Christians want what God wants for them. But God will have to accomplish it in them in spite of themselves. And it's so important that we work with God in these things. We are expected to work with God. We just read verse 13. It's God who worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Notice verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed. So he's giving them quite a compliment there. Not as in my presence only. When he was with them, they were very obedient. That's like children are when they're around dad and mom. Okay? And so he goes on and he says here, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Oh, there isn't anything that a parent loves to hear more than when their kid comes home from somewhere and the adult that they were with or were around, when the adult says to them, by the way, Johnny, he was a good boy. Or, you know, Mary did well today. Boy, they're pleased to hear that. That's what Paul's talking about here. Not in my presence only, but even in my absence. But now, much more in my absence, look at it. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it's God that worketh in you. Cooperate with God. God's working in you. Don't work against him, work with him. And you'll be able to achieve what it is that you want. I remember the first time it hit me that there's things that I want from God. And I was very sincere in wanting them. And they were good things and they were necessary things. But it dawned on me, I was expecting God to accomplish them in me without me doing anything. Now, that's not the same as me ignoring God and doing it on my own. It's a matter of cooperating with God. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. We can increase our capacity for patience by practicing patience. Now, the natural question that I'm going to end with tonight, the question is, well, how do we practice patience? That starts next week. I've got three or four specific things that can be done to practice patience. And and just like with so many things, if we'll do some basics, it can help us. There's many things that could be said, and we'll start sharing them next week. Let's pray. Father in heaven, how much we need you. We're grateful, Father.
We are so grateful that you've worked in our lives, and we've grown to the extent that we want to be patient, we want to be kind, we want to be loving. There's so many things of character traits in the Bible that we want to be true of our lives. Lord, this old nature of ours, we certainly struggle with it and can well understand what the Apostle Paul meant when he wrote, the things that I would not, then I do, and the things that I would desire to do, I do not. Lord, it just seems to be so descriptive of us at so many times. So, Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit will teach us, and by his grace, we'll learn.